Hey guys, Lance Zierlein here. We're Houston. We're the city of champions. How about I give you another champion? If you suffered an injury in an accident and would like a free case review, call the super team at Daspit Law Firm. They're champions. Free consultations are available 24/7. Dial 713-CALL-NOW. That's 713-CALL-NOW and DaspitLaw.com.
You're back in the Veritex Community Bank Studios with John and Lance
on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
104 on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. 713-780-3776 is the number if you want to get in here. We started the show looking at, well, one of our segments was, early segments, was looking at the Texans. We looked at the offense. Now let's take a look at the Texans' defense, and you know, after getting all of these guys, where do the cuts come from? It'll be interesting to see. Well, look at this. Wait, okay, defensive linemen. How many defensive linemen do you keep?
I'm going to answer that by going to the archives, and I will go at the start of the season. So, on, let's just say it. Let's see. Start. Let's do 10-1. So at 10-1. Of last year, they kept 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8.
Okay. Here's 12 to choose from. Here's 12.
Okay.
Will Anderson Jr. Lock.
You know what? He's making it.
Danico Autry.
Yep.
Dylan Horton.
Mm-hmm.
4. Tim Settle. 5.
Mm-hmm.
Khalil Davis.
I don't know that Dylan Horton's a lock. I would think so. He was drafted last year, but... You know, he went through, it was cancer too, right? Stage 4 cancer. So I'm not sure what's, they really haven't talked a lot about it. I think they want to respect his privacy and his medical stuff. But I would just keep that up in the air a little bit right there, Dylan Horton.
Khalil Davis.
He played well last year.
Marcus Harris.
I think he's making the,
oh, that's 8 man. Right now.
Wow.
Well, no. Hold on.
No.
No. Will Anderson, Danico Autry.
Oh, no. It's even harder than that.
Settle, Khalil Davis, Marcus Harris is 6. Folo Fatukasi.
Okay, so they're going to have to keep...
Folo Fatukasi, 7. Kurt Heinisch, 8. Daniil Hunter, 9. Derek Barnett, he played well last year, 10. Mario Edwards Jr., Solomon Bird,
Songbird's not very good.
No. Mario Adesha. So, 10 guys, they'll have more than 8 next year. They've got to have more than 8.
They've got to have more than 8. I'm looking to see if there was ever a time where they were keeping. Let me check on 901. I think that was before all the cuts. 4, 6, 8.
You got an embarrassment of riches there on that defensive line now, which was, was number one priority. Number one priority. And look at it. Only... 1, 2, 3, 4.
In 2022,
5 of the guys were here last year.
In 2022, actually, they kept 8, 9, 10.
Okay.
They kept 10.
Yeah.
In 22 at Lovie. You want to keep the best players in this particular instance? I think you have to keep more than 8. There's just too many good football
Only
players.
Only 5 of them were here last year, and Derek Barnett didn't get here till late in the season.
So I would say Derek Barnett... is your third rusher, so he'll make the team. I think Dylan Horton...
Danico Autry's your third rusher.
Well, he's listed as a defensive tackle right
now. Well, he's not. I mean, unless you bring him inside on passing situations, okay.
I don't know. I just know Anderson, Fatukasi, Autry, Hunter, they're going to make it. I would say Derek Barnett probably makes it.
Settle makes it.
I don't know that Mario Edwards is a lock. I think Khalil Davis has a better shot than Edwards. You know, Settle probably makes it. Fatukasi and Settle at that position in the middle. Marcus Harris, one of these guys is going to the injury list. Remember now, Marcus Harris was the 7th-round pick, so a lot of people passed on him. There's a decent chance he could get cut and put on practice squad. You just don't play him much in the preseason. Don't let anyone see him. You cut him, stash him on practice squad. Because if somebody picks him up, they have to... You know, it's either going to be for their practice squad or they have to pick him up from, you know, they pick him up and put him on the roster. Feldarius Payne is an undrafted free I like a lot. He'll end up on the practice squad is my guess. I don't know, John. Man, they have to keep at least 10. Allie Gay isn't going to make it. So Khalil Davis will probably make it. Maybe Marcus Harris. I guess he takes Kurt Heinisch's place.
No, Heinisch has been here, and Heinisch has actually Heinisch has performed.
He's been okay. So I'll say Mario Edwards out, Khalil Davis in. There's Derek Barnett, Settle, and Houston. So Houston, to me, the ones I would circle would be Dylan Houston from a health standpoint. He didn't play all last year.
Dylan Horton.
I mean, Mario Edwards, I think he's one you circle a little bit. Boy, the Texans have a lot of 285 to 290-pound defensive tackles. Kurt Heinisch, just because you can get maybe a little cheaper with Marcus Harris. I don't know how much cheaper. I mean, Heinisch is still on a rookie deal. He wasn't even drafted. He's an undrafted free. I don't even know what his contract is. So, yeah, it's a good problem to have.
Mm-hmm.
You've got some legitimate NFL talent in your eight.
Well, Dylan Horton played last year.
Not a lot.
No. No, he came in the end of the season.
He disappeared.
Yeah.
Because he was sick, and you just didn't know. Last year, he had a total of 13 tackles.
Yeah. So now linebacker. I mean, this is a problem the Texans have not had in a long time. A lot of good football players. Christian Harris, lock. Jamal Hill, probably a lock. Or maybe
I like it because he is a plus special teams player. Yeah. So I think so too.
Azeez, yes.
Lock.
Toto,
probably so.
Yes.
Yeah.
Neville Hewitt,
nope.
Delshawn Phillips,
nope.
Jacob Phillips,
nope. They just added him.
Yeah. I mean,
well, maybe.
I mean,
Jake Hansen's
that's
a good. So Jake Hansen's a special teams guy. Jamal Hill played safety. And he's only played 1 year at linebacker, but man, does he flash in that year. He can't read it right yet, but he runs in a 4.4s. He can cover. So he has third down value. He runs like the wind. He will smack you, and he can play special teams. Like, he's going to make it. And that's a handpicked guy from D'Amico Ryans. D'Amico handpicks him. So he's making it. Jamal Hill. So Christian Harris, Azeez. I wouldn't start 2-0. I wouldn't have him as a starting strong side linebacker. We'll see. Maybe Delshawn Phillips is better than I think. Maybe Jake Hansen can be.
Jake Hansen has been sticking around.
Yeah. He's one of those good backup special teams guys, too.
Yep. Derek Stingley, Lonnie Johnson, Kamari Lassiter, Jeff Okuda, C.J. Henderson, Desmond King, Miles Bryant.
So, last year at this time, or last year to start the season, the Texans carried, they carried 8 total defensive backs.
Total defensive backs?
Yeah.
Well.
Seems a little light, doesn't it?
Yeah. There's 7 right there, just corners.
Let me look at 11.
And I don't think CJ and Okuda both make the team. Either that or Lonnie Johnson.
Oh, no, I'm wrong. 2, 4, 6, 8, 9. I got to look at nickelbacks. Okay, 9, and then let me look at what they were carrying on 10-1. They were carrying 2, 4, 6, 8, 10.
Yeah.
10 total.
Okay, so there's 7. Jimmy Ward, MJ Stewart, Jalen Petrie, Eric Murray, and Kalen Bullock. And what about Houston Carson?
Nope. I mean, I appreciate your thank you for your service last year, but.
Well, he was ended up being a starter.
Stingley, Petrie, Ward, Okuda, Lassiter all making it. So that's 5.
King?
No, I said King. Wait, Stingley, Petrie, Ward, Okuda, Lassiter, that's 5. Kalen Bullock, unless there's an injury, quote unquote, 6. I think CJ Henderson's fighting for a spot. Desmond King probably makes it because he can also return kicks, but.
Well, he was gone last year, but and he then
also,
brought him back.
Yeah, you know what? I mean, he only plays slot only. So yeah. I don't think he's a lock. Lonnie Johnson's not a lock. Eric Murray or Lonnie Johnson's probably fighting for one of the spots.
Do Okuda and Henderson make the team? I could see one of them going.
I could see them both making it.
Yeah.
I could see them both making it. Mike Ford is the one who is – he's a special teams guy. So Mike Ford may not be a lot. Chris Boyd will have a tough time. Miles Bryant will have a tough time. D'Angelo Ross. Troy Pride from Notre Dame. I like MJ Stewart. He could make it. Former corner turned safety. Yeah. I mean, man, it's so weird. Looking at this roster, I'm like, hey, these are pretty good. You know, that's not bad to have this guy. Not bad to have this guy. Before, it was just a bunch of players that nobody would take on their teams as a backup. Yeah. You have a lot of guys here that will be, you know, Eric Murray could go to another team and be a backup somewhere. Desmond King could, for sure. So, yeah, it's not bad. There's going to be some tough cuts. This is going to be, you know, it's been kind of boring getting through camp because just a bunch of bad players for the most part. This year, camp battles, like, this is going to be a big Houston Texan offseason or camp. We're going to talk a lot about them in August because, A, we'll see what the Astros are doing, but, B, man, going into the year, there's high expectations. There's actually real camp battles at multiple positions. There's going to be some good players or some pretty good players cut. There will be some surprise cuts. This is for the very first time I think we're going to be saying, man, we're going to really be paying attention to – we're going to really be paying attention to cut down instead of which terrible player are they keeping for in place of another terrible player.
All right. Ooh, some news came out about draft day and who turned down what. That'll be – that's interesting. We'll do that on the other side. Right now I'm doing Chastain Ford. And because I'm a big fan. I really am a big fan of Chastain Ford, and I put my money where my mouth is. I bought two vehicles from them already. I bought my Explorer from them, and then I got the F-150 Lightning from them. And I love both my vehicles, and I love what they did for me. I love my car. I love my truck. This is the favorite vehicle I've ever had in my life. This is like my third or fourth F-150. JT's got an F-150 as well. And now the only place that I will get my F-150 on is at Chastain Ford because I know the deal that I'm going to get, be it a pre-owned vehicle where I'm going to get the best rate because I'm getting they're certified, gold certified. There's a bunch of them out on the lot, and that means you can get the best financing available. Or the new vehicle where that's what I bought. I bought a new one from them, bought two new ones from them, as a matter of fact, and loved them both. I got them the way I wanted them. You'll get them the way that you wanted them. I got it at the price that I had to have. I got it at the monthly that I had to have. It's awfully important to them. And no add-ons, no markups, never. I did it that way. I hope you do too, and you will be part of the Chastain family and love it. ChastainFord.com on 610 at Homestead, not Hempstead. It's just 5 minutes from downtown Chastain Ford.
ESPN 97.5.
Kane is in the building.
You are listening to Houston's longest-running sports radio morning show from the Veritex Community Bank Studios. Here's John and Lance.
The Jaguars released Zay Jones and Joey Sly. Zay Jones gone.
Wide receiver kicker.
Yeah.
Well, they added some wide receiver help, so not a...
Didn't they draft Brian Thomas?
Yeah, Brian Thomas. A lot of people poo-pooed that pick.
Yeah, I think it was a good one.
Yeah.
You got to... I mean, he's the best available on the board to me, and height, weight, speed. Like, there's questions about everyone. So behind the scenes, Malik Nabers is a dog, and you know, plays hard, super competitive. And Brian Thomas is just kind of like, eh, whatever, I'll just go along. But he had 17 touchdowns. He's big and fast and has ball skills and 17 touchdowns. But he did. Last a little longer than expected. But if you're going to get the most out of Trevor Lawrence, because like Trevor Lawrence is going to get a max deal. Trevor Lawrence is going to get a ton of money. And you better do something to make yourself feel better about it. Man, so give him some weapons.
Did you see they just picked up Trevor Lawrence's fifth-year option yesterday?
Yeah.
It seems like he's been in the league longer than that.
21, fateful 21 draft.
Wasn't very good.
He's the only quarterback who hasn't been traded.
So the Vikings offered the Patriots the 11th and 23rd overall picks, plus their 2025 first rounder in exchange for number 3 and 2 mid-round selections.
They wouldn't trade back.
You think the Patriots will regret that?
Maybe. Yeah, they could with Drake May there. But
is there a chance?
Supposedly, no one could get up. Like, I started getting calls, or I started making calls and finding out Patriots are going to be a stick and pick. I said, really? I said, yeah, no one can move up. No one's willing to trade out of there. And that's because Atlanta had a plan, which we didn't know at the time. Jim Harbaugh was thinking about trading. There was a team trying to trade up and get Malik Nabers. And Jim Harbaugh just said, I'm staying here.
Yeah.
We're getting my offensive lineman. He just wouldn't trade out. So 5 wouldn't trade out. 3 wouldn't trade out. Marvin Harrison, Arizona, realized we got to start picking players. They wouldn't trade out. I don't know about the Titans, hadn't heard. And Atlanta wouldn't trade out because the Rams tried to trade up to get Byron Murphy at number 8. And the Rams wanted to make a big jump up to get Byron Murphy, and they couldn't put a deal together. So that was a problem, is people weren't willing to deal out of the top 10.
Is there any chance that the Patriots are this year's Robert Griffin, Kirk Cousins? Did you see they picked Drake May their third and Joe Milton?
I don't think Joe Milton is Kirk Cousins. A little less accurate. And by the way, if you look at Joe Milton and you didn't watch football and you just want to try to judge a book by its cover and go, well, I mean, that's a running option, or he could be a tight end. He doesn't run.
He said, I'm not going to
tight end. He said, no, he's not about that life. No. Like Bucky said on a broadcast, that man doesn't want to run. No. He doesn't want to get hit. You think he wants to put his hand in the ground and start running into people on a regular basis? No. He's not about that physical life, and he's not a runner. Like, he doesn't run. He doesn't run as a quarterback. I know you look at him and you want to think Cam Newton or a little bit of Dante Culpepper coming out. That's not who he is. He's a guy who can throw it 77 yards in the air, and that's it. He's not accurate. He can do backflips and he can throw it far. That's the things he does. Does backflips, throws it really far. That's about it.
And I was just joking.
No, I know you were.
I was joking.
I know you were, but picking him 6th, there's a much better chance that John Reese Plumlee, who apparently came into my direct messages, said, hey, I'm a big fan of the stuff you do, because I'd left a message for him one time about, has anyone talked to you about playing anything other than quarterback? Because when I saw him, he's a good runner. He went to Ole Miss, and then he went to UCF. This dude's a really good runner with the ball in his hands. Ran for 1,000 yards at Ole Miss, something like that, close to it.
And he's a baseball player.
Yeah.
He is a beast.
And he said, and Dell, you need to take note of some of the stuff he said here in terms of showing proper respect.
I do?
Yeah. This is something for you to take note of, because this is a guy who's a professional football player. He's a multi-sport athlete.
Well, not yet.
And these are the things he says about me. Hey, Lance, love what you do and appreciate you a ton for reaching out. A lot of teams wanted me at quarterback, wide receiver, but not the Steelers. And I said, yeah, I told Omar I thought he had a great draft and loved that he grabbed you up as an undrafted free agent. He goes, appreciate that, man. Heart. And then he did a heart thing of what I said.
You want me to write
So
write
I went, well, I just want you to pay attention
to
this.
To you?
I love what you do, and I appreciate you a ton for reaching out.
Well, he doesn't know you.
This is a guy who's a professional football player.
Not yet, he isn't.
Yeah, he's in the... Well, yes, he has signed a contract.
No, he hasn't.
Well, he has an agreement in principle.
No, he doesn't.
Yes, he's an undrafted free agent. He has
agreed to a
financial amount.
That's true.
He's come in. It's probably a record amount.
I'm sure.
And so,
what he doesn't
know is that he eventually will be a wide receiver.
I bet.
He doesn't know this yet. So we're going white quarterback, position switch wide receiver.
We've seen that before.
I am what's called progressive.
Julian Edelman.
A lot
did
of people
that.
Are afraid to do that, but I will do that.
You're not. That's not new.
I called it though. I move quarterbacks.
Edelman
from
did
wide
that.
Receiver, and I'm going to move black wide receivers to quarterback.
You're never going to do that
because I am the progressive draft guy.
Who are you going to move from receiver to quarterback? Malik Washington.
No, it's too short.
Okay.
I am going to move
Javon
Johnny
Baker?
Wilson there.
You think Javon Baker
Johnny
can
Wilson.
Play quarterback for the Patriots?
Javon
for the Patriots?
Javon Baker's
That's a
really
rarer
pissed off.
Move.
It never happened.
It's not. So, there's well, no Tannehill, such thing as that move.
Well, Ryan Tannehill did it, but he's white, though.
Yeah.
But he's white.
Ryan Tannehill.
But he's not black.
Quarterback, wide receiver, quarterback.
But he's not black. He's white.
Yeah, but he's
you
got
said
flavor.
Black wide receiver.
He's an Aggie. He's got a lot of flavor.
Well, Jordan Travis did it. He was like a all-purpose dude at one point. And then
Braxton Miller?
He was quarterback, then wide receiver.
Yeah.
Did he go to the USFL at any point?
I don't know that.
John Plumlee. John Reese Plumlee is like, I don't love him as a quarterback. I didn't want to tell him that, but it's in the scouting report. He must have seen it. But I do think that, like, you can do some fun stuff with him. An option on goal lines, on third down, like, those guys like that are going to have a value if you are willing to keep a third quarterback that's kind of a gimmicky player. But Taysom Hill's tremendously valuable.
Not at that contract.
No, price. Well, that's why people can't figure out. Oh, did he get a good contract?
Yes.
Yeah.
Larger than what he provides.
Yeah, that's tough. Well, that's the thing is, you know, only certain games.
Yeah.
If you pick right in fantasy football, if you do daily fantasy and you pick Taysom right on just the right day, you can make out as a tight end.
So what do you want me to do? You want me to show you respect? Is that what you're asking
for? Well, I'm just saying, this is what professional football people are saying.
And
hey, Lance, I love what you do, and I appreciate you. And I appreciate you a ton for reaching out.
Do you want me?
This is a pro player, a former SEC two-sport star.
Is he going to make the roster?
Yeah. Obviously.
Yeah. Do I need to use the emojis he's using, too? Like, if I text you about something, do you want a heart emoji?
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah,
you want one, too?
Sure.
Yeah,
John,
yeah,
you
sure.
want one too?
I do. I always want a heart emoji
from you.
From
yeah,
you. Yeah, okay. Always. 927 ESPN.
There's
97.5
and 92.5. Chance that you send
this is the emoji you'll get.
Well, if we send you something and you like it, you need to put a heart.
The white one,
though? No, I make sure it's brown. I make sure I'll find the correct skin tone, and it'll be this.
Find the right hair for you. You know where your hair, the right hair is? It's on the side of your head. It's on the back of your head. That's where it is, and Doc Linville can move it to the top of your head. You're starting to go bald. You're starting to really thin in the back. You're starting to get a five head. What? Doc Linville's here for you. Doc Linville has got a great process. He's going to give you a square deal. It's going to be a really good deal. He's very competitive with the entire market. But here's the thing. He's not going to do the neo-grafting if all you need is the PRP. The PRP is a much simpler process. It just stimulates your own growth. Sometimes it just start that way. You're thinning, but you know what? Let's get in here and let's start working on it so that it doesn't get any worse. That's something, too. If you're starting to feel like, wow, my hair's getting thinner, my hair's getting thinner, my hair's getting thinner, what? Do something about it. Get the PRP, and the doc will probably recommend that. Oh, if you're bald, that's another story. Then the neo-grafting is here for you. But let Doc decide that. It's what he does, okay? So you're looking for a great way to have hair again. 975hair.com. That's 975hair.com.
ESPN 97.5. Please stand by. You're back in the Veritex Community Bank Studios with John and Lance.
On ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
30,000. Welcome back here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. 933, 713-780, 3776. What did we miss? We talked to you about we got Joey Loperfido. We haven't heard yet who's getting cut, right? It'll probably happen on your show, Dell. But
I hope we do. I hope it does happen. Love some breaking news on that show.
Yeah. So you got to keep on listening here.
Breaking news. John Singleton stinks. He's gone. Is that what's going to happen?
That's not
is that
breaking
how the,
news.
Is
John
that how they're
going to
announce
stinks.
It? Are they going to announce he's terrible? He's gone.
What if it's, I mean, it could be somebody else.
It could be.
There is no way it's Abreu.
No. Jim Crane won't allow that.
No. I don't think there's any way. He did get two hits the other day.
Well, I
don't think it'll be Jake. I don't think it'll be Grit. Won't be Kessinger.
Are they going to carry three guys who shouldn't be first basemen on the major league level?
That's the problem. But Joey could play outfield too.
Okay.
Joey can play outfield, so Jake would make more sense than Greg Kessinger. You need another infielder. I mean, besides Dubon. Dubon's playing center field. What do you do if when you want to give a day off to an infielder? Now you're forced to play either Abreu at first for Loper Fido in the outfield, or you're forced to play Jake Myers in the outfield.
What great options.
Not great. Not great. So
are we?
It almost has to
be
Singleton.
It has to be Singleton.
It almost has to be.
And that means he's out of here completely.
Yeah.
Correct?
Well, yeah.
We'll see if that news breaks.
I mean, I just don't understand the whole. And Espada likes him. Now, Espada pretty much was forced because how bad Abreu has been.
He had to play somewhere.
But he was pinch hitting in the first game of the year. He pinch hit Singleton for Jake Myers, who homered. I mean, didn't get that. I didn't understand that at all. I think Espada likes him. You might have to take him away from him. You might have to take Singleton away from him. Just like
he's a whoopee?
Well, yeah. But just like Miles Straw had to be taken away from Dusty. He had to be taken away.
And just like putting in and Custard had to be taken away from Chaz.
Well, Chaz was better actually when he was eating a lot of when he was fat.
Dusty had a plan. Give Dusty, Chaz pudding, he'll play better.
He did. I mean, he ain't playing for a spot. A spot don't bring him no food.
Is that what happens?
Yeah.
Chaz needs to be warm and fuzzy because he's got food in his tummy, and then he'll go out there and hit?
Yeah. I'm not playing for our restaurant this week.
Well, Highway Cantina, we love them, and they're coming by.
Well, they're not bringing in food to me.
Well,
I'm like the Chaz McCormick.
Well, so you can go there.
A little fatty over here with no food.
You can go there pre and post. They're in Edo, and then you can go there pre and post for Astros games.
They're bringing it to you.
Pre and post, they're bringing it to the station.
I know.
Everybody at the station is going to eat. We're all
what if
eat.
You're not at the station?
Well, then get to the station. They're trying to bring you food. They're not going to bring it to your
home. They're not bringing
they're
it
not
to
delivering
Joel and Jeremy
it to
either. They're not going to be here at noon.
Well, there may be food left. Nah, never mind.
No, there will.
There could be there food left
is,
over.
Yeah. They don't get the top. I mean, me and Dale are going to get top
it's
pick.
It's discrimination is what it is.
Against who?
You? No, against me and Joel and Jeremy?
It's not. It's about timing. Has nothing.
No,
they didn't even
we'll see
you
at 11 o'clock. So you know what? You live like 6 minutes from here. Get your ass up here at 6.
Yeah, what do you, or 11?
At 11.
Taking JT. By the way, taking JT. We played Wildcat yesterday. It's perfect. Wildcat is in perfect shape, y'all.
More golf. Wonder where we're going to be next week now.
Yeah.
The week after that.
I mean, his love of golf is directly affecting our lives.
You should hear him getting screamed at today. John's been screamed at, a couple times during breaks. Let me think if there's something. Oh, we haven't even talked about this.
Wow, you see what's going on in Austin? It looks like a war zone.
This whole thing is.
It is.
We got people calling for a caliphate in Germany.
Yeah, I mean.
What the hell?
I mean.
1,000 protesters, and they're like, oh, there's going to be consequences for this.
They broke into the Columbia buildings yesterday,
windows. They're in Columbia. They've climbed through things. Yeah. They're in Columbia. They've taken over dorms.
I don't think we're handling it the same way. We've got an entire militia there in Austin.
Greg Abbott is this is not a political show, but Greg Abbott has been he's been chided for maybe being a little too aggressive before anything started. He's going with the don't start and I won't be none.
Well, not
routine.
Like DeSantis though.
What's that?
DeSantis?
What did he
in
do?
Florida? You ain't protesting in our state,
no,
brother.
He probably just.
Oh no, he not probably
Agent Orange on people.
Everybody is getting batoned.
Yeah, no, it's So Greg Abbott is trying to really nip it in the bud by being aggressive, and some people are like, "You." That's the tricky thing. You wait too long, and if you let people push you around, that's the like. Columbia is trying to be. We want to be able to do this, and now she'll be gone. The chancellor there, she's going to be gone because of how she's handled this. You have people, and literally they decided they had to negotiate with the students. Like, listen, guys, can we have some calm? Because a lot of the people graduating didn't get a walk and have graduation ceremonies because of COVID. And we want them to be able to have a ceremony for graduation and said, okay, we'll be cool while they take their classes. Like, they have to take tests and all that stuff. That's fine. We'll allow you to do that. So they negotiated a chance to have
thank you.
Yeah, I thought that was cool.
That's awesome.
That the school is negotiating with their students.
There was a video yesterday of outside of Austin. They're like, do you know how many people are in there are LGBTQ+? Do you know what would happen if you went to Palestine? You'd be beheaded.
So I saw Alex, whatever his name was running around.
It's crazy out here.
I hope you guys know this is all your fault. These are your children. People your age, their children are doing this.
Yeah, but Alex is just
watching. Nice job, guys.
He's just watching videos, and Mason is telling me that Mason wants to challenge John Daspit to a basketball game.
What?
They were trash-talking each other when we were at the rodeo, and they have a one-on-one. They haven't set up a date yet, but Mason thinks that John Daspit's ducking him, and then he decided that Mason decided he has shin splints, so he can't play.
Mason decided he had shin splints?
Then he decided he himself has shin splints and that he can't play right now, but that John Daspit's ducking him.
So when you
John really wants to play Mason, too.
So when you guys take shots at Gen Z, just know this is what you created.
No, they're punk-ass kids. No, you're right. I'm not going to disagree with you. Gen Z wants so bad to be part of something, which is admirable. It just used to be in the 60s and 70s and even into the 80s. You know, you wanted to be part of, you know, civil rights. You had people jump into that. And then you had women's rights and you've had, you know, in the war, you had war efforts. And I get that's what's going on here. But it was the U.S. war. It was not, you know, like young people will take up whatever. They want to be part of a cause or something like that. So it becomes a lot all over campuses. If it wasn't this, it'd be something else because you want to be part of something instead of just online all the time. But
I'd rather be online all the time.
This is disruptive. At some point, it's going to be a little. At some point, you're going to have somebody start cracking some skulls.
Listen, as long as they're not taking over golf courses, I'm all right.
You know what? Okay. And this is. It's funny you mentioned that. One of the best resources. Have any of the people thought about that? Where people you could build affordable housing on golf courses.
On golf courses.
Yes. You need to start spreading out all over golf courses and blocking.
We need every inch of every golf course.
Human blockade across golf courses. We need to get some of those people. If they've got the balls to block the Brooklyn Bridge, Chicago. I mean, these people are not fooling. If you got the balls to do this in Chicago and New York.
Chicago? Was that mayor? They don't care.
Can you imagine?
No, but the drivers do.
Yeah, they do. Yeah.
No, I'm talking about you're blocking people in Chicago and New York.
What if John rolled up to one of his favorite courses and just a line
and
of
they're on the cart path.
Kids
and you're on, and they're on the cart path.
I
they won't
care.
Let you
I'm
by.
I'm not going cart path. I'm driving on the course.
No, they're across. They're all the way across the whole
guess
fairway.
What?
What?
They're getting run over by a cart.
And you got case. You
they'll
just
block
a case.
His entry to the country club. They their arms locked.
Yeah.
And they won't let him in.
They won't let you in.
Guess what, Joe?
They won't let you get to the carts. They're all around the carts. You can't get to a cart.
That's what's coming. A Tiger Woods wife 9-iron.
Divest now. Divest now. And then they're all in carts.
Yeah. And
they're all locking their arms around carts so that you can't use a cart. You just have to walk if you want to play.
They bring
chains.
Can
you imagine the horror of you having to carry your clubs? Well, you just get a pull cart.
Yeah.
Bring a pull cart with you in case you start running into some of these college students who want to start asking you to divest from whatever you're
college
into.
College students don't even know where golf courses are.
Well, we need to put them on that.
Yeah.
Because I want to see the golf community versus the protest community. Because trust me, there are people who love to protest.
Yeah.
If you got a good protest for them, they are in. And if we can put Highland Pines versus protest community, I want to see who wins.
Just put a couple kids lying across the hole so they
can't
play.
Laying across the hole. All it takes is 18 people.
Yeah.
All it takes 18 people to lay
ruin,
on top of the hole.
To ruin his
what
day.
Move the
what
hole.
Would you do?
Move the hole.
And then they'll just lay on that one.
Yeah.
All they got to do is lay across the hole.
Then you putt towards something else. That's all. And
what are you going to do?
Here comes a ball.
I'm 100% not even thinking twice about trying to.
Oh, I ain't stopping. Guess what? I'm still playing the hole.
Yeah, I'm playing the hole.
You go lay across the hole. Guess what?
I'm putting right into him as hard as I can, and it counts.
Yeah. Guess what? Oh, I'm looking at Khalil Davis coming through the line. Khalil Davis actually played well last year.
He had a good year last year.
He really did.
I was surprised how well he played. He had one game. What's that game where he dominated?
He's the only one left from last year. Well, it's Kurt Heinisch.
Yeah, that's right.
I mean, they were like,
hold on a
Collins,
second.
Not good enough.
Back to this. So if something's laying on a hole, what are you going to do?
I'm going to hit my club into the
But you want to get them off. Like the members, what do you think will happen? That somebody will be called and there will be people who pick them up? And like, because usually They just try to move. There's enough of them where they move them, and I give these lunatics credit. They try to scramble back out there. I mean, I can't believe somebody hasn't had their head flattened. Yeah. Literally hasn't had their skull cracked by somebody running over their skull.
Well, everybody's
what
video.
What difference do you think you're making?
Everybody's video.
I know. But what difference do you think you're making by protesting climate or whatever, and you're somewhere in the middle of a road?
Yeah.
And, like, do you think that, all right, you know what, do you think
most of the time summit, it's not, no one knows what you're protesting. It's just,
I know.
Look at the nut job.
So you think that people are going to come, like, these people who have blocked off this street, we're going to have to internationally rethink things. You got a lot of people who would love to do something on climate, and you got other people who won't. You got people, you can't, like, what do you think you're actually going to do?
Hmm.
What do you think you're actually going to do other than probably get beat up? Because at some point you're going to get beat up, 100%. I'm guessing somebody has been beat up. We just haven't seen it on
tape. Oh, no, I'm sure. People.
I'm sure.
I'm
like,
sure. Give me that camera. Watch this.
Now, I'm
I just
admit,
want a sign that says.
I'm going to admit, I'm not a good person for saying this.
Yeah, clearly not.
But I watched this wanting somebody to pick them up and throw them hard against something.
What?
Yeah, I want to see that. Like,
you're
it's
a terrible
the,
person.
No, I just want, because I want to see, I thought yesterday, what could happen? Because these people are all pretty good about, like, they don't buckle.
No.
If they stick it out. But if what if somebody came up and smacked somebody and knocked them out unconscious, do you think they would do this?
Lance got up out of his chair.
I'm out.
Oh, you think they're gonna,
no. What would it take?
Do you think they're tapping out?
What would it take one person getting knocked unconscious where they go, I'm
all right, I'm out.
No more crisscross applesauce for me.
I think it depends on the person who did the punching, because if they look like they can do it again, they might go. Yeah. I just want one sign that says Pimentos for the Patriarchy at Augusta.
You would never make it in.
Yeah,
you would never make it in.
No, I hide it, and then someone runs up.
Yeah, you know what? Actually,
Pimentos
if you wore
for
pants,
the Patriarchy.
If you wore pants and you had it folded up, you actually could get that done. What would happen to that person?
Oh, they'd be quietly removed.
Pass, they lose their pass, and then that's probably the worst thing that could happen to anyone if you lose your day pass. I got to talk right now about getting up and getting after it, okay? Get up and get after it. That's what happens when you're drinking free-range coffee. Love my free-range coffee. Had it this morning. Dream, coffee, work, repeat. Dream, coffee, work, repeat. Dream, free-range coffee, work, repeat. Full body, it just hits different, people. And I'm telling you, I love this company. But I mean, the first time that I talked to the people from here, they were like, hey, man, we're about country. We're about community. We're for first responders, military, veterans, nurses, teachers. We're about that. We're about that lifestyle. That's what we're about. Are you about that lifestyle? Are you about appreciating life? Are you about appreciating the people that do stuff for you? Are you about slow roasted in small batches, unbeatably smooth coffee? Get up and get after it with free range coffee. I love mine. You'll love yours. Try the Texas Pecan. That's my favorite. If you're looking for a great way to get up and get after it every day, you're not completely satisfied with your coffee, go try it. 20% off with the promo code ESPN20 at 975coffee.com. 975coffee.com. Put in promo code ESPN20.
ESPN 975.
Time now for News of the Weird.
People are weird.
With John and Lance.
That's real weird.
Well, so a teacher, a substitute teacher, apparently took away a Nintendo Switch from a student. The student beat the teacher, the substitute teacher.
Is that old, or is this a new one?
Well, now the student is suing the school for failing to meet his needs.
So he's a special need. I know this story. It happened a while back.
Yeah, a violent autistic teen.
Yeah.
On camera.
He beat her on camera.
Yes.
And ran her down. I didn't know she was a substitute.
She was a substitute teacher.
Maybe she wasn't aware. She was taking it to the office. He beat her, and while she was down, he continued to beat her. He was an autistic. He's an autistic student, special needs. What is he suing for?
He's suing for the school failing to meet his needs.
And to be clear, it's his parents
Yeah.
who are doing the suing. I don't think he's filing a lawsuit by himself.
Well, he's a high school kid, so...
Yeah, so the parents decided they saw an opportunity.
He's facing up to 30 years in prison for the assault.
Hmm.
It's not great. That's a tricky situation with an autistic kid.
Yeah, it's not great. When you see
tricky, tricky situation. That's weird. That's why it's in News of the Weird. You know what else is weird? Kristi Noem.
Who?
Know her?
No idea.
Kristi Noem is the South Dakota governor. She is under fire because apparently in her memoirs, which are going to be published, she killed a puppy, a 14-month-old female dog, Cricket, brought it to a gravel pit near her farm, shot the puppy because it killed and ate several chickens and was less than worthless and untrainable. Do you feel like...
Okay. Where is she? Where is
Which
she,
side are you on in this one?
Where is she?
Kill the dog that eats the chickens?
Well, farm life is different. That's why I wouldn't have included that.
Yeah.
Probably
don't
keep that out of the mouth.
I mean, sometimes you got to just read the room and have some.
She's catching it, but she's kind of hot. So
where's she from?
She's South Dakota.
Yeah. See, their rules are different. Like, she'll be fine in South Dakota, but she's going to take
a lot, not nationally. She's not.
No, not nationally. No. She's going to take a lot of heat. But in South Dakota, they go, well, it was eating the chickens.
Well, yeah.
I mean,
sorry.
They would have done it in Yellowstone.
Gotta go.
What if it was a baby wolf?
A baby wolf. It's eating your chickens.
What kind
do?
Of puppy? Was it a wolf puppy?
What if it was a wild pig that was eating your chickens?
Oh, they're shooting that.
They shoot it.
Shoot that pig.
So, dog, Hold on. Gotta go.
So, you're on board with this?
Dog gotta go.
You take the puppy and you're holding it like this. Is that how?
Yeah, did she hold the gun to the puppy?
Hold it up to the side of his head.
I don't know.
You're good with that, John?
But are you okay with?
Look, my parents come from farms. Farm life is farm life. Just don't talk about farm. Whatever happens on the farm stays on the farm.
We hang off of helicopters and shoot.
My grandma pulled. She would stick a metal rod over the chicken's neck and pull straight up to the head. She pulled the neck
and it would flop
off,
around.
And it would flop
like
around.
Like a chicken with its head cut off.
Rain hell below.
Yeah.
Killing them hogs real nice and slow.
That's where that comes from.
That's where that comes from.
From a helicopter shooting at wild boars or hogs.
Yes. Yeah. I mean, like I said, I wouldn't have included it personally just because I like to avoid conflict with Twitter.
Right. A little girl said there were monsters in her bedroom. Her parents didn't believe it. Well, turns out it was 60,000 bees. 60,000 bees were in her bedroom.
This is easily one of the worst stories you've ever told.
How do you never enter your child's room to notice there's 60,000 bees? You don't hear it?
Yeah. Apparently, she said there were monsters. Mommy, there's monsters on the wall. No. A beekeeper came, found 60,000.
60,000 monsters in her
monsters.
Wall.
Monsters, yeah, behind her wall. A Yellowstone tourist kicked a bison in its leg before it turned on the tourist.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, it's a bison.
I'm going to need more context, though. Why did it kick the bison in the leg? What did the bison do?
I don't know. The
ranger
said, it's a audio story. I can't listen to it. So the ranger said, you're too stupid. You should get attacked by a bison.
What's a bison?
Why are you kicking a bison in the leg? Go shoot
bison.
A dog.
How many pounds is a bison? Go shoot a dog. What?
No. If it's eating your chickens.
Oh, my God.
If it's eating your chickens. Apparently, an emotional support alligator, Wally, was missing after vacation with its owner in Georgia. Do you think that Wally, the emotional support alligator.
Is the owner?
Apparently he was like, hey, what happened to Wally?
How do you lose an alligator?
How do you lose an alligator?
How are you allowed to travel with one?
Well, in your car?
You don't fly.
You just leave the alligator in the car?
Well, why are we doing these emotional support alligators?
Emotional support alligators.
Why can't we
don't
just be normal?
Don't you feel bad for him? He lost his emotional
why
support
can't
alligator.
Can't we be what normal of, instead
you
of trying
have
to be
no
so
empathy.
Extra?
What type of support does an alligator provide?
I don't know.
It's nothing. It's going to eventually kill you.
It doesn't curl up next to you. It doesn't rub its its muzzle against you? What does it do?
I mean, honestly.
Besides, think of ways to murder you.
Yeah. Why do we have to do this?
I mean,
why
honestly,
do we put up with this
have,
kind of
no,
idiot?
The dude friend. Lost his emotional support coming, alligator, and all you two are thinking about, why?
Coming from a guy who said, coming from a guy who just said, dog's got to go, he's got to go.
Got to go, got to go. Killing the chickens. Got to go, got to go.
A puppy, well, by the way.
Like I said, there's farm rules. Don't break the farm rules. Oh, remember, where did Old Yeller get killed?
Farm.
Yeah. There's rules on farm.
Old Yeller was old.
Yeah. I know. Old Yeller
it's
didn't
a
have
different
the same
thing altogether.
Old Yeller was the one getting attacked.
Yeah.
Time to talk right
That's
now.
Right. Old Yeller is just sitting there. Hey.
Hey.
Why did Old Yeller get
I
shot?
Don't
I don't. I can't remember.
What
just
Yeller
old,
break
right?
a leg?
Did he have rabies or something?
I don't know. What the heck?
No, that's horses.
I never saw.
You don't shoot dogs that break their legs. Those are horses.
John doesn't care about dogs for any reason. Get him out of there.
Time to go. Gotta go. Time to talk right now. Oh, we'll kill wolves and pigs, but we won't kill that. Okay.
Man's best friend, John.
Time to talk right now about hoops, sporting goals, and equipment. Pretty sure they don't want to be right here.
No.
I'm pretty sure this. If you want the best goal ever, the best goal in the history of goals, there's one. It's Pro Dunk. It used the best of all of the technology, the tempered glass backboard, the unrustable stanchion, the unbreakable rim, all of it. Listen, you want the best goal, yes. Your wife wants the best goal because it's going to look great. You want the best goal so that the kids will actually play on it. You've got a drill that will raise and lower the goal so the kids will actually go out and enjoy that goal. You love it because the kids are outside. Mom will love it because it looks great. The kids will love it because it's the best goal. Don't go to a box score and get one of those goals where you put the sand in the base. That's just terrible. It shakes around all over the place. Kids will never go out there. And, oh, by the way, it doesn't raise and lower so that they can actually enjoy it, especially if you got little kids. My big kid loved it, too. He put it down to 8-9 feet and was dunking and just had a great time. You will love it, too. ProDunk.com. Get the best goal ever made. ProDunk.com.
ESPN 97.5.
We'll be right back after this break.
Bye, bitch.